Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. It's 4th of July. It's when we celebrate the birth of our country. And we have much to be thankful for our country. And we need to celebrate that. I want to ask you to pray for a different type of birth today, though. As we've been looking at it all week, we're right in the middle of our SOAR Student Ministry Conference. And I want you to pray that there would be new birth take place today. Hundreds and hundreds, even thousands of 13 through 18-year-olds are gathered together in Dallas, Texas. They are hearing the gospel being preached and pressed into their lives. And we want you to pray that there would be many who, for the first time, would give their lives to Jesus Christ, that they would be born again. We know that you've been praying with us over the last couple of days for these students, for the Andy Comer and the worship band and the student pastors and the sponsors. We want you to continue to pray, because right now they are probably waking up with sleepy eyes from being awake so much last night. And we want to see God do incredible things. Listen to this SOAR story of what SOAR has done in the past.
Hey guys, the memories that I have from SOAR started when I was in the sixth grade, when I was able to be in the youth group at Garrett Memorial Baptist Church. Other than the concerts and the water parks and the friendships that were formed from other people in the youth groups that were coming every year, one year in particular sticks out to me when I learned about volunteer student missions and when I could have the opportunity to be the hands and feet of Christ, to go to the ends of the earth and tell others about what Jesus did for them. So the following two summers, I was able to go to the Philippines with Brother Don Newsom and tell them what Christ did for them. And so the love for missions was planted from that year at SOAR. And so for that, I'm forever thankful.
So we want to encourage you to continue to pray this week for the students at SOAR and for God to use this conference in a mighty way. Also, pray for BJ Sanders and his family. There are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And remember also the NABIT LifeWord broadcast in Burkina Faso and Ghana.